An elections analyst ponders this year's midterm election probabilities today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
We have a record number of open seats in the House, and we're up to 54 open seats, which is the highest at any point in the last 50 years. And most of them are in safe red or safe blue districts.
That's David Wasserman, senior editor and elections analyst for the Cook Political Report, regarding this year's midterm election. Some of the open seats involve key members of the Ag committees in both the House and the Senate. Overall, says Wasserman,
Republicans are relying on a financial firepower advantage, and the RNC had five times as much money as the DNC heading into 2026. Democrats are not in the same strong financial position that they were 8 years ago. That said, I do see Democrats as favorites to retake the House. The Senate is much tougher for Democrats because of the geography of what's up for grabs.
Wasserman says there have been only two midterm elections since 1934 where the president's party didn't lose seats.
The House is going to come down to just a small sliver of races that are truly competitive. We currently rate 18 out of 435 races as toss-ups. We rate around 35 races as competitive when you include the ones that are just leaning towards Democrats and Republicans.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.